As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby. As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Stakes here are so high. They're so high. I said yesterday, man, I am just really not looking forward to this. I mean, she just had this baby 4 months ago. But you guys said she wants to know. She wants to know. And it's her decision, right?
It is her decision because, as you like to say on this show, she a grown-ass woman.
I know, but if this goes sideways, you guys are delivering the bad news.
No. Yeah, your name is here. Still on the show. Yeah. If we're going to do this.
Well, can I take facts. All the logos and leave with me?
All right, fine. Fine. If it is bad news, Mo will deliver it.
That's brave of you, Kristen.
Toss it right
there.
That's
Kristen stepping up. All right.
I mean, now you get to toss it to Katie. Okay, Katie.
Hey, Kelsey. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, we're joking here, man, but I feel the pressure and I feel like what's on the line here, right? And it's happening in a public forum and I hate that you're even at this point right now to do something like this. So for those that weren't here yesterday and didn't get to hear the email that you sent us, kind of bring us up to speed on why you're feeling the way you are right now about your husband.
I mean, I just had a baby, beautiful girl, love her. And I just feel like my hormones are off. I'm not really sure, really. I don't know. But I just feel like my husband is cheating. I don't know. I mean, I found this receipt for this restaurant, and he says that it was a work business thing, and I just want to know, because I just don't know if I can, I don't know if I'll be able to handle it. Like, I don't know what to do.
All right, so, Kelsey, mom to mom, yeah. These inklings that you have about your husband, we're going to put those aside. Mom to mom, how are you doing right now?
I just feel a little overwhelmed. You know, it's a lot. It's
first,
a lot. And
first
I'm
baby?
Not used to. Yes, my okay. my first child and our first child. And my relationship with my husband has always been amazing. He's always been very super supportive. And, you know, it's just, I feel a little overwhelmed, and now I can't tell if he's just being distant, you know, and, but I mean, it's, you know, nobody really tells you about the whole postpartum thing, you
know,
like nobody ever really talks about it, and it's tough, you know, it's really tough.
It's very tough. It's going to be especially tough on you because of the changes your body is going through. And I do feel like it's not discussed enough and openly. I think, Cassie, you're on the same page as that. It's like everybody tells you what to do for the baby when the baby gets here. Nobody right. tells you what to do for you after you've had the baby.
Because it feels selfish, right? I mean, that the first thought is selfish, that if you share that with anybody, they're going to go, but you got a new baby.
Well, but right? the thing is, like, a woman's body changes so much, like, from a physical standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, from a mental standpoint, and like you said, with the hormones, like, what your body goes through to create life and then to give birth and what it has to go through afterwards needs to be discussed, because it's not just, it's just such a vital conversation.
You feel like a failure, too. If when you see everyone else, nobody else is talking about it. Yeah. And everything's all hunky-dory and you're struggling. But here's the thing, Kelsey, yeah. not to get all up in your business, but we kind of already are. Baby blues last about a couple weeks after giving birth. I just want mm-hmm. you to be on alert, and you don't have to divulge any info. But if you're continuing to feel like really sad, I mean, it's going to be overwhelming regardless. But if you're feeling sad, you're having some extra anxiety or intrusive thoughts, those can be signs of postpartum depression, and you need to talk to your OB or a therapist about it, because it can spiral and get worse. And I'm here to let you know I went through it myself, and there is help out there, and it helps. And a lot of people, because it's so new having the baby, you don't recognize that's what it is. You just think you're overwhelmed when it could be something chemical.
Right, right. No, I appreciate that. I think there's just a little, you know, a little bit of that. And I think my biggest thing is I could just get through this thing with my husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That if I can get that off of my mind, I feel like that would relieve a little bit of it. You know, I just feel like my mind, I hope that it's just my mind playing tricks on me. I hope that, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think in the overall scheme of things, both scenarios are going to be very difficult, no matter what the results are here, because if dude's cheating, I mean, that's a whole set of other circumstances. But, you know, if you now realize, like, this is the hormones and I'm seeing things that aren't even there, maybe, mm-hmm. then at least you can get those fixed. You can see somebody about that,
exactly.
and they can guide you through that. So it's certainly the best case scenario, but neither one are great. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. the signs have been, he's been going out. You see the receipts. You said he's kind of been shady with his phone also.
Oh, man. I mean, it's like all of a sudden I can't reach him. And, you know, when I was pregnant, I could reach him all the time. But now it's like I can go like a couple hours and I'm not able to reach him. You know what I mean? And it just, everything just seems a little off, you know, with us.
And I want to address, like, you know, what you're going through, I feel is, you know, not that there's a normal or abnormal, but what you're going through is typical. You have to remember the father, that they deal with, some fathers deal with postpartum depression as well. And it can be a difficult transition, especially since you already have this bond with the baby that you carried for 9 months. So it could take him or the partner a mm-hmm. little longer to really kind of embrace that role.
It's really the very first time that I took therapy seriously. You
yeah.
know, when my kid was born and I just felt like I didn't have a connection with my son. What? And I just felt like, oh my God, I'm my dad and I'm not going to let that happen. So that's when I got into therapy. But I was going through the same feelings, man. Like I said yesterday, you having a kid, I mean, it puts a mirror up to you and you see the best of you. Your best of you and your yeah. kid and the worst of you, right? So, all right, let's at least get you some results so we know what we got to deal with here.
All right, so I'm going to do something a little different here. Kelsey, my heart goes out to you, and I know you're going through a lot right now. And typically on the show, for dramatic effect, we read through, like, the promotional email we sent and the flower arrangements. I'm just going to get right down to it and tell you exactly who we sent the flowers to, okay?
Okay.
Because I just don't want to put you through all that. Kelsey, he sent the flowers to you, babe. Okay, he chose the classic bouquet of long stem roses. He's sending them to you, and on the note on the card says, "Just because and just for you, I love you, Austin." Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I didn't want to drag that out.
So that's really, 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 really great news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel so stupid.
Don't do that. Don't come down on yourself. Listen, you need to give yourself a little bit of grace And and you need to give your husband a little bit of grace. But at the same time, communication, mm-hmm. as trite as it sounds, is so key and important, especially those first few months after you bring a baby into the mix. You and he really need to sit down and get on the same page so you can be teammates together and be support for each other.
Yeah, I feel like I'm being a little selfish too, and I just want to know how I can also be supportive. So, because I don't want him to like avoid my phone calls. Like, is that why I can't reach him? Or, you know what I mean? Like, God, I feel like an idiot, but I'm so happy about it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
And Kelsey, I think because he's a new parent too, I think if you go from the perspective of like, hey, I'm struggling, I'm feeling alone, don't accuse him of stuff. But once you accuse, that's when the fights start. But if you go in like, I'm feeling this way, I need extra support. And also, I think what can I do for you as well? How can we do this better together? I think that's going to be a lot easier conversation.
And under no circumstances do you tell him you did this.
No.
Oh, no.
Get yourself some flowers.
Yeah, whenever you have time, if you can. We unfortunately don't have it in the budget to send roses. So if you can send yourself some roses, that would be awesome.
It'll feel good too.
You've earned it, girl. You've earned it. Yeah.
I do appreciate, and I just want to say, I also appreciate you saying about the men going through depression too.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Kelsey, we will check in with you in a couple of weeks. Hope everything is okay.
Thank you so much.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.